How healthy is your company? That's today's discussion point. If you have over 10 days of sales and inventory, do you have a grade A, B, or F company, Francis?
Oh, gee, that's a great question, Robert. It really is. We invoke always in this case our future creator rule 426. Rules 4 are all about the structure of your company. And what rule 426 says, bluntly, is that on the information cost velocity curve, we have seminars on our site on how that curve works. The big do not beat the small. Rather, those with high information velocities and large, fast-moving information services beat the slow. How do you know your information velocity? The first thing you have to look at is days of sales in inventory. And a big warning sign, if you have more than 10, you almost certainly don't have an A grade. You're probably at B, and depending on exactly how far away it is from 10, you may have an F grade. And if you have an F grade, you have a problem because you cannot scale profitably no matter what you do. A lot of mergers, you know, Robert, happen between companies that are F grade. And when those mergers combine, bang, down goes that deal. So this question is a tough one, and every CEO has got to ask, okay, what are our days of sales and inventories? Anything over 10, you know there are going to be questions that you have to ask. Some of them are complicated, like your supply chain. What about your ERP? Is it supporting this effort? And of course, you can then carry this forward on our website and look up the videos on information surface management, information surface monetization, and you quickly realize that this business of how big your days of sales and inventory are has a massive impact on every other aspect of your company. To understand just how massive, we recommend that clients look at our Apple case study. Boy, that'll show you a few things. You'll quickly understand that that Tim Cook guy is real smart. He's got a logistics brain on him that, frankly, most CEOs just don't have. So check your number. Move forward. Remember, the big don't beat the small. The fast beat the slow.
In some cases, Toys R Us, Bon-Ton most recently, the F standard not only for failure, but farewell, they're gone. What can a company do to not become the next Toys R Us or Sears or Kmart?
This is a great question. I've been monitoring Sears data specifically for 20 years. 20 years, Robert. Now, you would think that over a 20-year period, the CEO would at least look at some of these data. After all, they're in the annual report. We're not talking about something complicated, and make the kind of logistical and supply chain and other decisions that had to be made in order to preserve the basic scalability of the operation. Instead, a lot of these folks have ignored this data. It's sitting right in front of them. It's not complex. It's not mysterious. It's just sitting there, as Apple showed. Now, you only have to look at your own data. And the data screamed, the Sears data screamed for 20 years. Do something. But no, you could go year after year and see no improvement. This is management failure. This is a complete failure by the CEO, a failure to look at the simple, the obvious, and it's a complete, I would say, complete absence of fiduciary duty to the shareholders, the employees, and everyone else.
What is your future creator management grade? Check us out at future-creators.com and take our CEO challenge. Bring us your worst nightmare, and we will show you how to use future creators to solve.